Patrick Newton Pat. We got lifestyle coach and the realtor.
Yep. I'm just now getting started. I'm just now getting involved in realty right now, so I'm mainly focusing on life coaching and like fighting, how it transitions, how it just forms you into a whole nother person. If the manifestation of the mindset, how the fitness all comes together, and it just the personal development, and it's a lot of good outlets, you know what I'm saying, as far as the fighting or whatever.
All right, let's get this one started.
We're talking about too. This is a really strange thing, but a couple weeks ago we got a call from his
grandmother. My grandmother, I ain't seen my mother since I was like 16. I left her on a street corner. She's a very addicted to drugs and heroin. She was very toxic. And she lives out here in Miami, and we didn't know that. And she was living on the bridge. She's homeless. They found her dehydrated, and they took her to a shelter and tried to get, and she's never wanted help, you know what I'm saying? And the fact that the mental health and drug abuse can lead a downroad path, you know what I'm saying? And that's where I come from. You know, I come from the dirt, and just be able to sit there and speak on that and tell people where I come from and how I could help keep others from that, along with the penitentiary and all that good stuff. It's been, yeah.
Driving around and going,
this is what she's out here doing. You know what I mean? She could be out here. You know, I haven't seen her. My grandmother says she doesn't even, the way she looks is totally different. You know, so I could walk right by her and not even know who she is. You know what I'm saying? It's just say prayers for her. And then, like, we were coming back from the gym the other day, and like coconuts and all this other stuff underneath it, where the homeless can crack it open and eat it. And just the thought of my process system is like, people out here living like that, you know what I'm saying? And it's tragic, you know. It's crazy, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, it is very tough, but you got to be able to want to help yourself, you know, before anybody else can help you, you know what I'm saying? And she refuses to help, so no, you know, what can you do, you know? So yeah.
Wow. I just wanted you to know that, because I thought that was pretty, again, it's been surreal. Here in Miami, we're like, she could literally be anywhere.
Right.
So you're wanting to find her, yeah?
Eventually, you know what I'm saying? Eventually, like I said, I don't even really know who she is, but just to let her know that she's cared about, you know, because she's holding on to so much anger from the past, and she doesn't even come around to even know where everybody's heart is at now. Her brothers walked away from her, so she doesn't have no family, to the point that my grandmother was saying when, you know, when they were trying to talk to her, the doctor, the caseworker, she was so much, so angry. So I'm like, you know, with no emotion involved, like I said, it's my mother, but there's no emotion, you know. So if I were to find her, I'd be able to sit there and say, you know, there is a chance for you, that people's not judging you, people's not mad at you, people's not even, you know what I'm saying? And if you want the help, we're here for you. But at the end of the day, we're not about to chase you around. You know, we've been through that too many times. And just like me, it took me to go to penitentiary for 12 years, you know. And that wasn't even the end of the rope, you know what I'm saying? When I had to do time under the ground because I was involved in a gang riot, I was involved in gangs and drugs, stuff like that. And I was blessed with this little mirror, the only window I had to look out my cell door, and I had to get, it's like on the outside looking in, you know. And that's where the personal development and all the other stuff started developing, because the Bible came in. And when you hit rock bottom, you have to hit rock bottom to be able to go surface to the top. A lot of people think they can get to the top without hitting rock bottom. It's impossible, because you have to feel that, you have to be on your knees, you have to ask for it. And that's where my relationship with God came from. And And that's when the reverse mindset, and that's what I teach my clients with the reverse mindset. It's like right from wrong. You got to listen to the authentic voice of God, because the devil going to talk to you too. The devil's going to be the one to say, hey, drink. Because the only reason why people really drink is to either celebrate or medicate. So they go out their way to do that. At the end of the day, God's talking to you too. Like, people say, I want a better life, but then they out here splurging on food and alcohol, but then they got that voice saying, oh, I don't want to eat that, but you do it anyway. That's God talking to you. You pray for a better life, but it starts with your foundation. You know what I mean? So our body's our tomb, our bottom is our testimony. And once we start fixing ourselves from the bottom, from the inside out, fruitation starts to happen. abundance starts to happen. You know what I'm saying? But you got to want to put in the work. You know, you got to want to be put in the work, and it starts with us. And it sounds corny, but at the end of the day, fitness has a big part of religion. You know, fasting in the Bible. What do? It's to sacrifice to get better things that we want in life. You know what I'm saying? To be able to fast. And that's why I fast. I'll fast for 7 days and sit there and say, because I'll ask for something, then you got to give it to receive it. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not receiving any blessings, I'll go have a dinner and I'll go tip a waiter nicely. You know, call it whatever you want to call it, but you have to give to receive. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about manifestation. But you got to listen to the authentic voice of God inside you. A lot of people ignore that voice of God. They want to listen to the negative part when they get depressed and all that. That's the devil talking to you to pick up this, do that, do these vices that people use to run from what they're scared of or when they're running from, or anxiety, depression. I feel like, you know, all that is from Satan. But if you reverse the mindset and do like fitness, work on the way you eat, have a structured environment, it's just going to manifest into something bigger and better. But you got to listen to that authentic voice of God. That's what I call it, man, because that's what I had to do. I had to listen to it, because there's so many times I was like, don't go over here. Like, there's a situation back in the day when I was in the back of a car and I was with some guys that were my friends, but they're not my friends. And I kept listening to this voice, get out the car, get out the car, get out the car. And I eventually got out the car, and one of my buddies who was had nothing to do with it told me they were going to rob you and try to kill you. They're, you know what I mean? If I didn't listen to that voice of God, if I was sitting there in the back, I would have became a statistic. But I had to listen to that voice of God and say, ignoring, they were trying to give me alcohol. If I would have drank it, I would have been, you know what I mean? Something would have happened. But I was listening to that voice of God. To, you know, it starts from the bigger and it leads itself up from, like I said, from the small things. People ask for help all the time, but they don't want to listen to the voice. They don't want to listen to it, and then they wonder why they're still in the situation they're in. You got to listen to that, your heart. You got to listen to it. And it says, don't eat that. It's bad for you. Don't do this. Don't drink that. Do it. It's going to lead you to so much better. And they don't see it. And then they wonder why they're stuck in this rut. They wonder why they're stuck in a rut and they're not having no momentum. You're not listening to the guide. The guidance. You're not listening to that coach. You're not listening, because like I compare, everybody needs a coach. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have a coach, I feel like you need to get one, simply because God is my coach. Because when I didn't have a boxing coach that was authentic with me and sticking by my side, somebody got to walk you through that. Somebody got to walk through that, like in prison. Who do you think was walking with me when I didn't have my family and visiting and writing and all that? Who do you think walked that with me? Who do you think helped me get the strength I have? It's God, you know what I mean?
Amen.
And I had to start listening to that voice. And when you start listening to that voice, you start seeing the world a lot clearly. And that's when it starts starting to happen. And God is going to use you, because I believe God's going to take you out the pit to go back and get more people out. You know, and that's what it's all about, you know. So that's a little thing about what I do and how I try to motivate people. It's all about, you know, figuring yourself out first. You can't figure out life if you don't know yourself. And you got to have that relationship with God. You got to have it. A lot of people, these Bible thumpers, think they know God because they read the Bible. You don't know God. You know of God. I know God because God walked through me. God helped me. God saved me. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people say, oh, you're not a Christian because you cuss. Da, 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 da. These are the people who just know of God. You know what I'm saying? They just go off what they read. You know what I'm saying? And that's why you need to have the struggle. You need to have those pits. You need to hit rock bottom, because that's where you find your wisdom, like we were talking about last night. How do you got anything to offer anybody if you haven't been through anything? What do you have to offer? You can't give no knowledge out. You know what I'm saying? All these guys who live in the suburbs and all this other stuff. I feel like, you know, that's not really living. You know what I mean? You got to go through pain to actually live, to actually know what life's about.
Wow.
You know what I mean? You gotta hit rock bottom. Like, you know, having to hear my mother go through those situations is going to be able to help me push forward on my mission even more, because that could have been me. That could be anybody, you know. And it's so quick to fall. You know, it's so quick to slip and fall, because devil's gonna run you into a brick wall, and he ain't going to stop, because that's what he says to do. If you Google, what would Satan do to stop you and slow you down? It's going to pull up a whole list of depression, drug and addiction, no encouragement, no self-respect. Everything that people go through, that's what he's going to do to bring you down and get you in a pit to the point that you live in this disgusting life. And then he feels like he has you, because what happens when you hit rock bottom, if you don't have that wrong guidance, you're going to stop believing God, right? You know, you're going to be like, man, there's no God, there's no this, there's no that. And that's what they want.
That was my question. Was,
are we live? Oh no.
Yeah, we should.
Are we talking all right now?
Yeah, we actually are. I didn't even do the intro, but yo.
Well, we can redo it. Yeah, just to have a better situation. What we're talking about. Just to have it. Just if you want to ask me questions, just stay on point.
I love how you can just flow. Because really, that's the main question. Is, bro, how do we inspire the people out there? And you really just, you're going for it. And that's, you got it. I can tell that you just have it in you. You are a byproduct of what happens when somebody goes through something and they want to make it to the betterment for everybody else. Like, now you're serving, now you're giving back.
Absolutely. And one thing about that, man, I feel like I had to, God wanted me to go through what I had to go through to get where I'm at. It's impossible to be who I am or where I'm at if I didn't go through the struggles and pain of even going through being in a dungeon for 4 years. That's what they called it, a SHU program, special housing unit. I did 4 years in the hole, and like I said, sleeping on the floor, showers three times a week, you know, no visits, no phone calls. You know, you have nothing but to eat, to think and reflect and find God, you know, and that's where God's going to find you, because God will isolate you to make you better. God will take you away from everything that's distracting you. He'll take you away from all the noise so you can actually hear His words. And that's how you find it. That's when you start listening to Him, you know? So, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, so that's just a little introduction, just to get through where we're gonna go.
Yeah, that's a good one, bro. That's a lot of good advice right there. Those are some beans right there.
Man, I'm trying. It's just like, it's so powerful. But like I said, man, I'm the type of people, the people judge. They look at you for going through bad things and they say, oh, that, and it's
ironic,
you know what I'm saying? But we're the ones that God uses to save people, because We're his best tools. You know what I'm saying? We're coming from dirt, from guns and drugs and homelessness. I slept in the car with my family, being homeless. You know, stuff, all that stuff, man. That's all built me who I am today, and I can pass that down and give knowledge to the next man or the next lady. You know, and that's the best part about it, because the more struggle you go through, the more things you can help people with. You know, and that's why I embrace the struggle. Instead of saying, why me? I say, try me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, try me. Let's go. Give it to me. You know?
All right. You know? So, first thing in the morning, you wake up. We either have where we wake up on the wrong side of the bed and it's, oh, woe is me, or we wake up fired up. How do you wake up with the latter of those? How do you wake up fired up every time?
I wake up and I make my cup of coffee and I go sit on my porch and I reflect about my life. I smell the trees, I listen to the birds, I listen to the music, I go through my photos on my Facebook and my Instagram, because like I said, everybody I know, I grew up around, are statistics, they're dead or they're in jail, you know, and I was supposed to be one of those people. I was on that front line every time, and to be where I'm at today, that's motivation for itself. Because I said, that's how I get power for my days, because I know I'm here for a reason. God didn't save me from what He saved me from to sit there and be mediocre. We're not made to be mediocre. God wants us to be on top of the world. He wants us to shine with the jewelry and the nice clothes, because He wants the glory. He wants people to say, Moses, how'd you do it? And you're going to be able to say, God
did.
You know what I'm saying? How are you doing? How are you? God. He wants us to be on the top of the mountain, praising, giving everything back to Him and saying, this is why I have what I have. He wants us to do that. He wants us to.
That's a fact.
Because, you know, it's all about abundance. And the Bible talks about wealth and all that stuff. And that's what He wants for us. Like, our bodies are temple. And people neglect the most important thing is our bodies, our hearts, our brains, our mindsets. And that's just like God giving you a mansion. If God giving you a mansion today, would you burn it down? Did you take advantage of it? Do you think He'd give you another one if you what you did to the first one? You know what I'm saying? We only got one life to live, so we got to make the best of it. We got to be able to be a temple. You know what I'm saying? That's why they say our bodies is our foundation, because even with our kids and the people around us, man, they may not listen to what we say, but they follow our actions and what we do. Yeah. So if you're being lazy and you have bad habits, your kids are going to pick up those bad habits. And what's the first thing they're going to do when you say, don't do this? You do it. So we got to be a good role model, not for our families, because everybody said they want a better world, but that shit starts at home. It just starts at home to be able to build that foundation for others to follow. it paved the way for him, because history repeats itself. Just like in the Bible, you have all these testimonies. Everything else repeats itself, from clothing, from styles, from the slang. It all repeats itself. So why wouldn't that be for God to be using people like he did in the Bible?
Bro, that's a fact.
Do you know?
That's a fact. Now, these are things that they only come to us when we search for the wisdom, when we ask God, is it time? Like, these are things that we don't learn right away. And how hard is it? How hard is it, bro? Because you are the first person that I think of now when it's going to come through actually changing your life.
Right.
How hard is it to change your life?
It's very hard. Because when you're surrounded by so much negativity, it's hard to be the oddball out. You know what I'm saying? You have to be the leader. You got to be the one to say, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do this. Because the hardest part for me is watching how to walk away from what I walked away from it emotionally. Because the people I call my friends and family are the ones I was in the streets with. So to sit back and see them not making the same choices I make and watch them, we'll see what happens to them, that's my eye-opener. And not everybody wants to help, because they come from those environments, their family and friends and all that stuff. And it's hard for them to walk away. So when you see it, when they see them going down a path of suicidal, of depression, anxiety, and not having a different outlook on life, and then you see what happens to them, I don't even watch the news anymore, because I don't want to see a familiar face, because I've lost too many people. You know, I have a whole graveyard on my arm tatted by people I was surrounded by. And then when I got out of prison 2017, I continued to see it. I was in a halfway house and I was itching to go back and forth, because it was so emotional, because it was in me, because that's what I was doing. I had to be a part of it. I wasn't just an observer. I was in it full-fledged. And you know, well, one of my best friends who was just killed a couple years ago, he was shot in his face. And then another one was shot with an AR-15. And you see this and be like, I'm here. It's a miracle and a blessing while I'm still here. God is going to use me.
Amen.
Because you see what happens to these guys, and you see where I'm moving, how I'm making choices. I'm here for a reason. So that's my flame to get up every morning, because it's military warfare, spiritual warfare. You got to be militant. You got to be ready to go. And I tell everybody, a lot of these young guys say, oh, I got a lot of time to change. I got, no, you don't. You got to be extremist. You got to think, what happened if I get drunk and go? You might kill yourself or another family member or somebody driving down the street or something like that. Life can change really quickly. So you can't think like, oh, 5 years from now. You got to live day to day. Because tomorrow might be your last, or today might be your last. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be all in with everything, with family and friends and your hobbies. You got to figure yourself out. Life ain't going to figure it out. You got to figure out life. Simple fact, because God is not just going to. A lot of people think that you just walk through life and it's just going to be, oh, here I am now. Now I'm a new man. You got to put in the work. Every single day. Every single day you got to put in work. And it's not easy, because you're going to lose family and friends. The people who want to see you on the front line with them. Because as soon as you start setting boundaries, that's when you start losing people. If I invite you over my house, I say, I'm sorry, we don't drink anymore. Are you going to come over my house if you're an alcoholic? Probably not. If I say you can't behave like that in my house, what are you going to do? That's why a lot of people can't have businesses with friends. Because they think they got the favoritism. As soon as you say, you got to do your job, you know what I'm saying? Everything changes. So, you know, you got to be the leader, you know what I'm saying? And whoever going to follow. And, you know, you just got to set example. And that's why I do what I do, try to live the best life I can so they can see it. Because the same thing that the streets can offer, God can offer plus.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He can deliver tons and tons of what Satan can offer you. You know what I'm saying? One of the best things that I received from God was my lady, because I didn't have nobody. And I asked God, as I was losing everybody through these times and tribulations, my whole question was, why am I losing these people? Why can't I just be blessed with one loyal person who's going to be there no matter what? Why not? And then he slowly, patiently gave it to me. And once I received that, I knew that if he give it to me, he can take it. But not by, because he wants to, because it's my choices. We live by free will. I knew what I had to lose, what I was willing to gamble. If I knew the life I was living, I couldn't have the stuff that he was giving me. That's why they call it the fast life. It doesn't last long. You know what I'm saying? So if you have somebody who love you, they're going to end up burying you. If you go out tomorrow and you want to get in the car and they out there shooting guns, that might be your life. So I knew that God, everything I've been through, when he blessed me with it, he gave with the option of free will, I kept telling myself, if I go back this way, that might be my last opportunity. This might be God's opportunity saying, this is your last chance. This is your last chance. And I still tell myself to this day, this might be my last chance. This might be my last chance.
Bro, that is an absolute leader mentality. You really do have the discipline. I can see this, man. You have the discipline to every day wake up and say, you know what? I'm going to choose what's right for me. Not what feels good, but what's right for me and what's good for me. That is a mentality. Yo, you are a leader. You are a true coach, bro. If you want to change your life, guys, hit up Patrick Newton, because the brother is real, he is raw, and he will tell you what it takes to just snap out of it. Because some people, they just haven't lived that life.
They haven't.
Know what it's like to be in the trenches.
They don't get it. They don't understand. And it's okay that they don't understand. It's not made for everybody. Some people are made to be in the audience. That's okay. Now everybody's made to be on the red carpet. I was made to be on the red carpet from a young age. I knew I was different. The first thing I wanted to do when I wasn't playing with trucks, you know, stuff like that. I was always telling my mom all the time, man, I want a fast car, I want this. And she used to tell me, well, you're not going to get it by working with just for anybody. You got to be your own boss. You got to get out there. You got to go to school. You got to do this. You got to go that. You got to do this. But at the time, college wasn't given my environment what I wanted. I was looking up to the hustlers, the dope dealers, because I didn't have a dad. So the people around me who had it was all drug dealers. So I thought that was the only way, you know. So that was embedded in me, and I had to learn the hard way, you know. And the hard way sometimes is the best way, because you see with the value in it. And if you don't fight for it, if you don't work for it, you ain't gonna see the value in it. And that's why you got to get up and fight every single day, because life is valuable. You know, not everybody gets the opportunity to live life. I had my friends get murdered at 17, 15, 16. Didn't even get to live to see 21 years old. They didn't even know what life was. So now I get to live life for them. And that's what I do. When I get into the octagon, when I get into a boxing ring, I'm fighting for them. I'm showing them, like, anybody, put down the guns and make some of your life. Because at the end of the day, you know, this is all we have, you know, and we only get one. So you gotta put in the work. And that's my best advice to anybody. You gotta put in the work. If you ain't ready to get your hands dirty, you know, you gotta sit on the sideline, because it ain't easy. You're gonna lose. You're gonna lose a lot of people. You're gonna stand alone. It's gonna be lonely. And that's why you gotta have that relationship with God. You gotta have the relationship with God, because that's the thing that's not gonna leave you. Your family's gonna leave you. That's out of flesh. You know, so when you build that relationship with God and you trust in God and what he has for you, you're unstoppable.
Amen, brother.
You're unstoppable.
Amen. So is that what you would recommend? Let's say that someone is going through the depression, someone is in the darkness. Is that the first step? Like, when they can't question it, is that the first?
You can't interview, you can't record, you can't do none of that.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, is there somewhere where we can't? Like, where can we?
Yeah.
We just go to another place up there like we did last night.
Okay, yeah.
It'll be part two, as you guys saw. But we were in the middle of some absolute gems.
Absolutely.
Absolute gems from Patrick.
Absolutely.
And you inspire me, because I have a friend that is locked up right now.
Okay.
And you remind me of him just because he's been trying to get it, and he's got so much going for him. He's got a family. He puts them first. He works so hard, but he just can't bounce back from disparity or just putting himself in that escape room, right, where I just want to go escape. And then when you go back to reality, it's like, oh no, you know. And I was telling bro, you know, like, yo, you don't need the stuff. You don't need that stuff.
Right, right.
Oh. And maybe I just didn't push hard enough about God, you know, maybe that's what it was. But you remind me of him, bro. And the fact that you said that you want to do it, that you know, you go to the gym and you push, and when you fight, you think of your brothers. That's fire, bro.
Absolutely. And my big advice to him and to you to tell him is the simple fact, he has to find that relationship with God. And when you get that authentic relationship with God, the world starts to change. There's a big difference from knowing God and knowing of God. And one thing that helped me, especially when I was in the hole doing my segregation time of 4 years, is that the stuff I was going through at that moment, that's what I would research in the Bible. So I would get that message directly to me. You know, so if I was going through depression, I'd go to Proverbs, I'd go wherever, look it up, and I'd be like, what does it say in the Bible about depression? And then I'd put that, I'd attain that to my life. Not what it says about Moses or all these other characters in the Bible. What is it telling Patrick? Well, you know what I'm saying? And then I take that and I adjust it to how it's going to fit me and it's going to make me better. So anything that he is going through or he needs help with, he needs to go and have that conversation directly to God. And then he'll find his answers. You can get all the advice from whoever you want, family and friends, but it's not going to be the advice you need. Like you said, he's all in with his family. He's doing this, he's doing that. But God really wants you to focus on you. He got your family already. We got to worry about ourselves. Just like when you're on the airplane, it says when something happens, the air thing you got to put on you before you can give it to somebody else. That's the same concept. He got to take that, read it, and adjust it, and use those tools. That's why basic instructions before leaving life. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what the Bible is. That's what the Bible stands for, basic instructions before leaving life. And it's crazy. You just got to have that authentic relationship with him, and you got to talk to him as if I still talk to him as if he's sitting right next to me. I'll sit there and say, God, man, I'm struggling, and then he reminds you where I come from, and where I come from is all we do is fight. And I'm not talking about always physically, it's a lot mental, because like you said, you want to go back to the things that's going to make you feel better. You're going to want to go back to the things that's going to just ease the pain and make you forget. But as soon as you get done drinking or smoking or doing what you're doing, it's right back in your face. Just and that's what the enemy's going to do, because it's spiritual warfare. You got to treat this like what it is, and your life is on the line every single day. One mistake can cost you your whole life. Like I said, I had a lot of friends who didn't wake up the next day, and they went out to the clubs. They thought everything was good. I talked to a couple of my friends on the phone, and I get the text message the next day, so-and-so got killed. And it's hard to believe, because you just talk to the people. And that's a big eye-opener, because you could be here 1 minute, and the next day you're gone. And that's why you got to really have that connection with God, and you really got to listen what he's telling you, because he talks to us all the time. It's the conscience. Don't eat this, don't do this. You really got to listen to that, and a lot of people don't want to listen, and then they wonder why they're in a messed up situation. Just like listen to your parents already lived life before us, so they trying to keep us from what's going to harm us, and they're going to say don't do this, but we do it anyway. And then what happens? We get the same scenario that our parents are protecting us from. But this is double-edged sword. You got to go through that stuff, you know, to get where you need to be. So my biggest advice to him is just like he needs to lock in. He needs to lock in, and he needs to, because it's all about finding your purpose as well. You got to find out what God has in store for you. Because like I said, we all be used. We're all being used. It's all how we're going to be used. And just like I had to find me when I got out of prison. I couldn't get a job. I couldn't. Nobody could relate to my stories, my mindset. It's like a soldier coming back from Iraq. Some of the stuff I seen doing 12 years in the penitentiary is out of this world. And I still have dreams to this day, mm-hmm. waking up in sweats and stuff like that. It's just the environment. And there's been plenty of times I wanted to go back to prison, because that's where I was comfortable. That's where I felt I belonged, because like I said, it's very emotional having to step away from what everybody else is doing when there's a lot of emotion involved. But when you know the outcome, and that's where the choice comes in. That's where the free will, because that's why they say you're either dead and you're in jail. And that's why one of the reasons why I became a life coach is because at the time, that's all the choices we had was death or jail. And now I feel like with my program, now there's death, jail, and me, you know. I talked to one of my friends today, and we were talking about the same situation. He was like, it's hard to find people where we come from with opportunities. Yeah, everybody we know are dead or in jail. And what do? You know, that's when the relationship with God comes in. And that's when he's going to start making miracles. And it's not always going to be the miracles you want. but it's going to be the miracles that you need. And that's going to be able to pass that down to the next man or the next lady and keep that ball rolling. And that's when things are going to get better for you. I promise. It's just, you just got to lock in, and he got to build that relationship. And I'm not just talking about reading page for page. He got to really talk to God as if he's sitting next to him on the couch. People used to think I was crazy. Who are you down there talking to? You know, I'm talking to God, you know, because, you know, where I'm at, I'm lost. You know, I was blessed with a little window seeing what was going on and what was in front of me in the news and stuff like that. And I knew I had an outdate. I had a decision to make. And it wasn't easy. But here I am. I'm giving back now. And I'm building soldiers. I'm building soldiers. And the best soldiers that are fine are the ones in the trenches, because they know how it is. They know they know the outcomes and stuff. And if they get their mind switched to the proper mindset, there's no stopping them. Because there's a difference from being interested and being obsessed. You got to be obsessed. And once you become obsessed with what you want, you're going to get what you want. Because you feel like nothing's going to stop you from getting there. And that's where I'm at. You got to be obsessed with it. And that's why I flew out to Miami, because to link up with these life coaches out here that's making money on Instagram and Facebook and making this and doing that, because it's all part of the testimony. Mm-hmm. Just like when people are calling me crazy for saying I was going to try to not only get myself but get the people around me who want it to the UFC, I picked up my bags and I traveled to Vegas and I walked into one of the best gyms in the world, Syndicate MMA. If it wasn't for that place, I don't know where I would have been, because I didn't know what I wanted out of life. I didn't know where I wanted. I couldn't see myself working a 9-to-5. That wasn't me. That wasn't me. It's still not me. I believe God wants us more, and I feel like that. What the mediocre lifestyle is the closest thing to slavery, because a lot of people's not happy. You know, they let their bodies go. They start making choices that's gonna break their family. It's just a downhill from there. And you listen to the stories all the time. Yes, these people have money or whatever they got, but are they truly happy? Because they're not fulfilled. They don't have that, what they need from God. They don't have that relationship with God. And once you find that relationship with God, everything else starts to make sense.
A true coach, spoken by Absolutely. A true coach. Guys, if you are looking to change your life in any which way whatsoever, if you're in the trenches right now, tap in with Patrick, because he is really, this guy knows what he's talking about. This isn't no fluff. This is no fluff going on here. This is all fire, and it's straight to the point. And I can tell that's how he works. So if you're tired of someone that goes, beats around the bush, just wants to talk with you to make you happy for a little bit, and then here you go, you're on your way, tap in with Patrick, because things are about to get real, and your life has a good chance of changing. Dude, how long ago did you decide to become a coach?
Really, after, because when I was put in segregation, all we had was to work out and stuff like that. Like I said, we only got about 3 showers a week. We had to earn everything. We had to earn an extra shower. We had to earn an extra time on the yard. Everything was earned. So when you built that mindset that everything is earned, it changes your lifestyle. And that's why I'm glad you said that. When people, when they come to my program, we're not bullshitting. You know, I make a layout. We find goals. We execute the goals. And we identify what's going to keep us from them goals. And then we knock those things out the way so we can get you to those goals. Whether it's a family member, whether it's a job, a friend. Vices, which are drugs and alcohol, whatever it might be, we find out what those are that's holding you back, and we attack those things. And you gotta attack hard, because those are the bad habits that's keeping you from moving forward. So once you can identify those things that's gonna keep you moving forward, they're easy to be attacked, and it's easy to catch yourself when you fall. It's just like when you want to go out and have a drink, when you want to go out and party, when you want to go do something, you know it's gonna keep you from your goal. When you realize and you have a knowledge of what's keeping you back, then it becomes a choice. So what I like to tell my clients when they come to me, we figure it all out. So by the time they're done with my program, it's all on them. They don't have nobody else to blame. They don't have nobody else but what they really want to do, if you really want to do it. One of my programs, one of the hardest programs out there, because, it's life changing, and it's not, like I said, it's not a copy paste program. It's not what you see these guys just reading some out of a book. This is from the ground up. This is built blood, sweat, and tears for real. And that's the best thing about the program, in my eyes, is it's authentic, and it's not easy, and not everybody can do it, but they, if they put in the work, if they want it, we can make it happen. It's just they got to make that choice, and one of the hardest things for these guys, where I come from, the hardest part is walking away from their family, because. That's where it all starts. That's all where it all starts, and you're gonna lose it. You're gonna lose family. You're gonna lose friends, and a lot of people don't want to make those sacrifices. And you got to make sacrifices. And my program started when I was in the penitentiary. I got out the whole after doing 4 years. I was always working out. I was doing cardio, and I was helping people get ready for the outside world. They'd come to me. They see my hard work, and they'd be like, "I really want that." And I'd send them to the program, and I'd watch them walk out the gates looking like a fresh person.
What?
And some came back and some don't. But I still, to this day, have people reaching out to me and telling me thank you, because they didn't think it was possible when I thought it was possible for them. And you have to believe in them when they don't believe in themselves, because prison is full of negativity. Even though it's full of negativity, that's the best place to find God. You know, you're going to find God in your hardest moments. It's just up to you to accept it. And a lot of people don't want to accept it because they got a bad people look down on it. You know, people think they're better than others and stuff like that. And it's true. A lot of people, you go to a lot of these churches and they look down on you for being a convicted felon. But it's, you know, it's all how you decide. The world is how you look at it. If you look at the world being negative, that's how the world is going to come at you. If you look at it as something positive and build off of, that's what it's going to do. You know, you just got to put in the work. Consistently every single day, nonstop, and you got to. It's just like going to rehab. You know, you got to treat it like rehab.
Bro, you are a coach from deep down. It is in your blood, bro. You were coaching the inmates that were leaving.
Yes.
To prepare them for life outside while you were inside.
Absolutely.
Because they saw how prepared you were.
Right. Absolutely, because I was doing a 15 to 25. I did 12 years in the joint, and a lot of these guys were doing small numbers, and addiction was the big thing in there, and it was not tolerated. Like, we weren't doing no drugs, nothing like that. We were straight, clean, and sober. We were militant. We ate healthy. We wasn't eating what everybody else was eating, the ramen noodles, the burritos, the nachos. We weren't doing all that crazy stuff. We were feeding our body with purpose. Everything made sense. Everything just has to make sense, and it has to be aligned. I tell people all the time, you got to align your life with the people, places, and things of where you're going. Like, if I want to be a coach, I got to eat, breathe, and sleep coaching. I got to put myself around coaching. I got to put myself around others who want that. You got to have, everything has to be aligned. And when you're not aligned, that's when you start to fall off. And when you can identify the things that you're not aligned with and replace it with the things that are, things start to get easier naturally. You just got to be aligned with what you want. And a lot of people aren't aligned with what they want. And it's sad because a lot of people don't even know what they want. Mm-hmm. And that was the best thing for me doing time, because I got to have it not reflect on life. I got to reflect on who I was and what, you know, and who was Patrick Newton. And God had a plan for me, and I felt it. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to give it to others because they had the opportunity to get out to the streets. And the way the environment was, the outday was always promised. You had inmates dying for all type of things. So to get up every day and look outside the gate and be like, I got to get out. I got to make it out. I got to make it out. And then you got these other guys who's getting out, and you just want to help them prepare themselves, because I had a lot of friends doing life sentences who weren't getting out. And I felt that. They used to always say, if I had that opportunity, if I had that opportunity, because they're going to die there. They're going to be state property. And I had the opportunity of getting out someday. And that was just my biggest motivation, to see the guys that I care and love for never walking outside that gate.
That's heavy. That's heavy.
Absolutely.
Bro. That's fire. And you keep that. I'm assuming that motivates you to this day.
Oh, absolutely. I drive by the penitentiary and I'll sit outside the gates and I humble myself because you drive by the penitentiary and they're out there with their shirts off and they're doing the military workouts and they're walking the yard and I just reflect and be like, that was me. I went in when I was 18 years old. I got out when I was 30. God gave me that time for a reason. And at the time, I didn't see it in the beginning. It took me almost 2 or 3 years almost getting out to realize what God wanted for me. I didn't see my out date, which was so crazy. I wasn't trying to get out because I was so involved in what I was involved in. I wasn't really trying to get out because that's all I had. What was I getting out to? Well, I didn't have no family to get out to. All my friends and everybody I was associated with was behind the walls with me. And if they were on the streets, they were coming in there and they were just following suit to what we had going on. So it was my life, and I was a part of life. And the sad thing was, when I was growing up, I knew that was a part of life as well. So I embraced it at an early age. That's why when I got that 25-year sentence, I was okay with it because it was all part of the life, the mindset. So, and God gave me the mindset reversal. And still to this day, I don't know what clicked. I still can't tell. People always ask me all the time, what changed you? And I can't say nothing but God. It's a miracle because I can't explain it. The way I was then and who I was am now is crazy. I'm still the same person. I can still have the same conversations with my friends about life and all that stuff. And they just, I give them hope. I give them hope because I was that one that was going to die for what we were doing. And I was embracing that. I was telling people every day, I'm going to die for this. I'm going to die for this. So they assumed that was what it was going to be. The warden of the penitentiary told me that. She seen me grow up to be a man. The day I was walking out, she was like, I'm really proud of you because I seen you as a number. And now I get to see you as a man walking out of here.
Someone she'd be proud to be behind.
Absolutely.
The supermarket.
You know? Absolutely, absolutely. So when I seen that, I took that and I ran with it. Just to see people getting out and having family to get out to, I didn't want them to get out there and be failures for the people who was coming to see them. I wasn't getting visits. I wasn't getting mail. I was barely even calling anybody. So to see somebody with those pleasures of life and just seeing them throw it away, that was breaking my heart because there's a lot of people who didn't have that. So when they would come to our program, we was making them the best men they could be and the best versions of themselves. And I preach that every day. You got to be the best version of yourself. Because at the time, I was becoming the best criminal I could be. That was my job before I became a coach. I was making people better criminals. You want to sell dope? We're going to sell dope right. We're going to shoot guns. We're going to shoot guns right. We're going to do this. And this is, but I was telling them what it was going to get. What's the cost of it? Everything has a cost, but are you willing to pay that cost? Whether it's good or bad, you got to be willing to pay that cost. And when I decided to take that cost, I knew I was going to lose a lot. You had to accept it. And whoever respects it, respects it. And whoever don't. I can still lose my life today doing what I'm doing. Never did anything to flaunt or tarnish my name, anything. So to this day, when I have guys getting out or in the streets, they see me, they respect it because I left with respect. I didn't leave with tarnish on my name. They can walk proudly with me and say, this is somebody who's making an opportunity for us that we can respect. Because like I said, we don't only lose friends to the streets, we lose them to the police too. You know, they become informants, they become snitches or whatever it is. And it's heartbreaking to see that because they give up the people we care for. And those are the choices they make, but they make their own bed, they got to lay in it. And to be able to walk away and say, I'm you know, not tarnished is something I hold very highly because that uses my leadership better. So when I'm walking back into a penitentiary and I can show them where I am today and how I got there, it gives them hope.
Totally.
It gives them hope that they can walk away and still be respected of where they're from. You can still get out and be something good and go back to your neighborhood and be respected. You know, you don't have to leave the neighborhood and just be looked at crazy or all that negative stuff that people do to step away from that lifestyle. And it's a big eye opener. So that's my biggest movement right there, is walk away proud, walk away holding your head high, and be able to make a name for yourself other than what the streets did for you, you know.
Wow, bro, I congratulate you. No. I congratulate you.
I appreciate that.
The way I look at it is, imagine if God said, all right, I'm going to build a coach. And let's say there's a whole bunch of them, right? And God says, you know what, this coach, he going to be physically fit. All right, you know what I mean? Like, this coach, he's gonna have a hard time on this day. You know what I mean? Like, this coach.
Right.
Bro, you.
Yeah.
He said, this coach, I'm going to make this coach special.
Absolutely.
I'm going to make sure that this coach can really change lives when he gets down to it.
Absolutely.
Bro, I see you. If iron sharpens iron, brother, you are a double-edged samurai sword with the ninja star.
Absolutely. Yeah, I always saw myself being special. You know, I always wanted to be seen. I always wanted to be stand out. You know, I was that guy. I was always the cool kid. You know, far as like I was always getting in trouble, but stuff like that. But I wanted to be that guy. I wanted to be him, you know. And I feel like God put that in me at a young age that led me to where I am now, and be able to walk with that and embrace the things that come with this life coaching, the abundance of wealth and stuff like that. It's amazing. It's mind-blowing to me sometimes to see where I'm at today compared to where I was, because it was only 8 years ago, you know. And it's just, I didn't even see myself make it to see 18 years old. And then everything that was on my mind as I was doing time is, I got to make it out of here. You know, I got it, because to get back to the streets, I wasn't getting out to change at the time. I was getting back to get back to the streets, you know. It, regardless of whether it was in prison, that's what it was. Whether I was going to do it in prison or I was going to do it in the streets. And to see where my mindset is now, it's a miracle. It's a miracle, and I got to give God his glory for it, just for all my blessings I have that I have now. You know, it's God. It's God. And I tell people that who don't my guys who have a hard time with faith. You know, they got to look around them and count their blessings. That the fact that look who's here and who's not. If you're still here, God has a plan for you. Mm, he's going to continue using you until it's your last day.
Amen.
You know, that's my biggest advice, is just become the best version of yourself and add value. Add so much value to your irreplaceable.
That is fire, bro. I'm taking all of this with me. I'm getting like a one-on-one coaching session for free, man. I'm running with this one. Be the best version of you. Say that one more.
Be the best version of yourself. Add so much value until you're irreplaceable. You're unreplaceable. Then you can't be replaced. When you add so much value, it's hard to replace you. Just add value. Add as much value to the people around you, to life, and to yourself. Just add value.
Wow, bro.
You're a walking business. You know, and that's how I see it. We're all billboards, walking billboards, and just find something that you're passionate about that's going to change lives. Because that's the biggest reward, to be able to see a person come to you with struggle, heartache, whatever it might be, an addiction, and walk through them with their demons, help them fight their demons, and watch them blossom into a better person, and watch them become better fathers, better husbands, better wives, better sisters, better uncles. To be able to sit there and see them, know you had something to do with that, that's the biggest reward. Over money, over anything, just to be able to say, I had a big part in that man's transformation. That's what keeps me going. It just brings a big smile on my face. Like, one of my biggest achievements is with a lot of people thought they couldn't get a six-pack and all this other stuff. And I'd make it happen for them. And that's why I'm big on fitness, because once you start working on your temple, everything else starts to happen. You start thinking clearly. You start attracting what you want, because it's all about law of attraction. People get that confused. When it's law of attraction, you attract what you are, not what you want. You attract what you are. So a lot of people say, oh, relationship, I can't get this, I cannot get that. You got to look at yourself in the mirror and look at, what are you attracting? You're going to attract what you are. So if you work on a better body, if you work on perfecting yourself, you work on your vocabulary, if you work on a career, and then you put yourself in those situations, you're naturally going to attract those people to you, just like drugs and alcohol and gangs and all this other stuff. If you're toxic, you're going to attract toxic people. If you're unhealthy, you're going to attract unhealthy people. Just like you say, if you're around five millionaires, you're eventually going to be the next one. If you're around five crackheads, you're going to be a crackhead. You know, it's the same thing. You are what you attract. And that's a hard pill to swallow, to be able to look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm a piece of shit if you're a piece of shit. You got to be honest with yourself. And that's the biggest thing about getting started in your life transformation. You got to be honest. And people's not ready to be honest with themselves. People lie to themselves every single day. Like, one thing about me, I had to learn, I had to stop lying to myself. How many times do you wake up every day and say, I'm not going to do this, but you do it?
Oh, man.
Everybody does it. We're all guilty of it. And I was big guilty of it, to the point, when you become a leader, you got to take all the excuses away, because your clients are going to have all the excuses in the world, you know? So you got to be honest with yourself, to be honest with the next person, you know? Because they're going to feed off your excuses. They're going to see what you're doing. If you can, like, you see a lot of these personal trainers now pushing fitness. How many of these guys actually look like they work out? How can you help me get fit if you're not fit? It's bad leadership. So you got to actually walk the walk and talk the talk. You got to be honest with yourself. And that's the beginning stages, looking yourself in the mirror and calling you what you are. And then you got to be able to fix it. Because if you can't change your body, how are you going to be able to change your life? Mm-hmm. Your body got to be the first thing you can change. If you can't change your body, if you can't change bad habits, what can you change? You're lying to yourself. You have no respect for yourself as a man, as a woman. How can you have respect for yourself if you're tarnishing your body? You're dumping all this toxic stuff in your body. You're attracting toxicness. I can't trust a man who can't trust himself. You don't even respect yourself. How are you going to respect me? You know? And that's how I look at it. If you can't respect, and if a lot of these guys think that this materialistic stuff make them, it doesn't. If I saw you walking down the street, I got to be able to respect you, not with what you have. I'd be looking at you and say, I respect you, because a lot of these guys want to preach it, but they're not walking it. You know, if you don't see a person, if you don't have respect for them, don't take advice from them. Don't ever take advice from somebody that you can't see yourself in their position. And you got to live like that. It's very critical, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. You just got to be honest with yourself. Like, I had to be honest with myself. I knew if I got out and I did the same stuff I was going to be doing, I wouldn't have what I have now. I was going to be dead, because that's what my friends were even telling me. They're like, dude, you're going to get out and get killed. You're going to come back. We're going to da da da. They was always telling me that. And I was embracing that. Mm. I was manifesting that, you know? And I had to be honest with myself at the time and be like, what do I really want? And I had to look at myself and say, I'm not a good person. I'm a very bad person. I lead people down the wrong road. I harm people's families. I break up families by giving them drugs and giving them this or that. I wasn't a good person. I had to be honest with myself and be like, I deserve to go to hell because I'm a walking sinner. And once you become honest with yourself and realize that, you have opportunity to change what you have knowledge of, you know? But you got to be honest with yourself. And that's my biggest thing. When they come to me as a client, we sit them down and we go through. We create the person that you want to be. We create that. Who do you want to be? What do you want to look like? And then we create that person. I'll sit you down and say, Moses, what are your goals? What's keeping you from your goals? What are these things we can do to eliminate the things that's keeping you from your goals? And then I hold you accountable for what you write on paper, because this is what you write on paper. Your goals are your goals. Yeah. My job is to help you achieve those goals. Yeah. You know? And that's the best part about it, is when they find themselves, and because then they'll come back and thank you later. You saved my marriage. You made me a better father. You saved my life. You kept me from out of jail. The list goes on and on. It goes on forever, and that's the biggest reward. And that's what transitioned me into a life coach from a personal trainer, because a personal trainer is copy paste. They go to college, they read what they read, and they give the same program to a 16-year-old to a 40-year-old. A life coach is all your knowledge that you've been through. That's why it's so good to be a coach. All these coaches talking about how you a life coach without certificate. My life is my certification. Have you, like, are you serious? Like everybody's different, you know? That's my certification, you know what I mean? I survived this. If you help somebody, if you've gotten sober, you can help somebody get sober. Totally. If you lost 50 pounds, I can help you lose 50 pounds. Totally. If I'm trying to be a better father, a better husband, I can help you be a better father and husband.
That's real.
Everything you accomplish, everything you go through is a check mark on your list you can help somebody with. People make things too hard. And it was comical at the time because you hear it all the time. I'm like, okay, whatever. But the hands-on experience is the best experience. And that's why I say the military and prison is where you're going to learn those things, because you got structure, you got organization, and then you got yourself. You got yourself to reflect on your demons and your positivity. And what, you know, all you do is reflect. When you walk in the yard, when you're working out, when you're on lockdown, when it's time to do this, all you have is to reflect, because you only get one call, 15-minute call a day to your family. And if you're not getting mail, you got people around you who iron sharpen iron, you know what I'm saying? So you got to be around a good group of people. Like I said, you are who you attract. And yeah.
Bro. Yo. This has been absolutely amazing. I don't want to take the entire night, but this has been full of just advice, of information, of wisdom, of knowledge, of so much that not only I'm taking, but I'm really hoping that if anybody's out there that needs somebody to talk to, that needs a coach, that needs somebody to not force them, but to not be fluffy with them and get serious and down to business. If you're tired of your own excuses, tap in with my man Patrick, because
absolutely,
Patrick knows what it's like to be there and to make it out not only alive, but better than ever.
Absolutely. You hit me up on my Instagram. You hit me on Facebook. If you DM me, I will answer you back. If you just need anybody to talk to, I'm all ears for you. You're not alone. That's what's so good about social media, is because if you don't have a group of friends or like-minded group of people to be around, you can easily find them online. It's just like I said, it's all about manifestation, and you are what you attract. So if you want better, you got to look for better. You got to put yourself in those situations to become better. And like I said, just like Moses said, if you need it, if you want it, I'm here for you, and we're going to get through it together. But it's not going to be easy. You got to really be honest with yourself, and you really got to come to terms with what you want out life, because life is not promised. You know, it's a gift. It's a gift, and that gift can be taken at any moment. And just always keep that in mind when you get up in the day. Start your day, live your day like it's your last. Just give it 100% at all you do, whether it's work, whether it's family, whether it's working out, training, whatever it is. Give it everything you got. So when you lay your head on the pillow at the end of the night, you could actually say, I gave it my all, and you could be fulfilled. Even if it's a bad day, if you gave it 100%, you can be honest with yourself and say, hey, it was a bad day, but I gave it everything I had. Just like a fight. You're not going to win every fight. You're going to get in there, you might get knocked out. But if you leave your heart in the ring, what is there to be mad about? You gave it everything you had. You're not going to win them all.
Knockout. Absolute knockout.
Absolutely.
Patrick Newton, it's a pleasure, bro. This was God. This was God's doing, because there was no way that I probably would have come across you guys just out in public. And if I would have asked with a camera, hey, you guys, there would have been a slim chance.
Right, absolutely, yes. Absolutely.
This was absolutely God's timing.
It's very God's timing. Absolutely,
and this
Moses
is a pleasure for me, bro, to shake your hand.
Of course. You as well. Like I said, man, use your platform for what you're continuing to do, and God's gonna bless you with abundance. He's gonna take your platform, and he's gonna take you to the top, bro. Just keep doing what you're doing, man. You're giving people a voice, and when you give people a voice, you change lives.
Facts.
Thank you, bro. And you got a strong voice, bro. I'm so glad you're here.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. And like I said, man, make sure you guys follow this. Check him out. He's a good guy. If you want to get up on him, just hit him up, man. He's a good guy.
Oh, that's love. Yo, but if you want to find Patrick, hit him up. Don't make no more excuses. Don't hesitate. Do it right now. Patrick, where do they find you?
One Newton Pat on Instagram. Find me. Hit me up. DM me. Man, let's put in that work. Let's get it. And I promise you, you are not going to be disappointed.
Let's go. I believe it. I'm signing up for it. God bless you, man. Brother.
You too, brother. You too, bro. It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yo.
Man, yes.
Dude.
Let's lock in.
We got to do another one of these. I don't want to take your entire, I don't want to take the whole night, but yo, I could be chilling here listening to it the whole time, bro. Man. We got to do another episode sometime.
Let's do it.
And yeah, man, this is sick. That was a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
And it was all facts, bro. All fire. No, nothing. Bro, you a true coach. Like, I'm so glad that you just you picked up the cross and you said, "All right, I'm running with it." All right, guys.
It's heavy.
It's heavy, bro. He gave you a big one.
Man, yeah, absolutely. It's a big cross, but somebody got to do it.
Gave you a big
somebody
one.
Somebody got to do it.
That's why he gave it to you.
And one thing about this, man, my biggest advice, man, the world judged a perfect man. Don't try to be perfect. Don't try to get everybody's appraisal, man. Look what they did to God. He was a perfect man. Jesus was perfect, and they still judged him every single day. Keep running with that cross.
Amen. Amen.
Absolutely.
I needed that one.
Of course.
Amen. Yo!
Fire!